Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Mike Proctor. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand no matter where in the world they live.
The sounds of traffic. You can hear it in any city. Cars, buses, and trucks fight for space. Everyone wants to hurry. Children need to get to school. People need to get to work or to do the shopping. More and more people are driving their own cars. But the high number of vehicles causes problems, delays, long lines, and even fights. In busy cities everywhere, governments ask, how can we solve the traffic problem? Today's spotlight is on the cities of London and Quito, and their answers to this question.
First, we travel to London, England. London is one of the world's major cities. It is a center of government and business. People come to London from many countries. It is one of the most visited cities in the world. More than 12 million people live in the Greater London area. That is a lot of people to move around the city. There has been a settlement in London for more than 2,000 years. Although it is a modern city, it still shows signs of this long history. Parts of central London date back hundreds of years. Many streets are narrow, and they were not designed for cars. But many major business and government buildings are in this area, as well as many historic places and museums. Many people need to travel through this area every day. This was causing a lot of traffic problems.
In 2003, the authorities in London introduced a new idea, a congestion charge. The city now charges a toll, an amount of money, to take a vehicle into central London. Cameras record the license plate numbers, the registration numbers of the cars. City authorities then use this information to catch and punish people who have not paid the toll. Other European cities have used a similar idea. The goal of a congestion charge is simple. The city hoped that the charge would stop some people from using their cars. They hoped that people would use other kinds of transport. For example, in London, buses and underground trains can take people most places. The government hoped that if there was a charge for driving, many more people would use this public transport. Or they would walk or use a bicycle. These two-wheeled vehicles are small and do not cause the same traffic problems.
So, did the congestion charge solve London's transport problems? The city authorities say that the charge has helped. There are fewer cars on the road in central London. Before the charge, traffic travelled at less than 3 miles per hour on average. After the charge, the average speed increased to 10 miles per hour. The reduced traffic has also helped to improve air quality. However, not everyone agrees that the congestion charge is a success. Some people who live in the city complain about the charge. It makes life more difficult for them. And some people argue that it has not really improved the traffic. But the city is not likely to change the policy. Some officials would even like to introduce similar charges in other British cities.
Charging a toll is one way to reduce traffic. Now, we travel to the city of Quito in Ecuador. Quito is trying a different method. Quito is located in the Andes. The city is surrounded by these high mountains, and this limits the city development. The main streets are heavily traveled. Traffic can be very slow, especially during peak times, the busiest times as people travel to work and school.
In 2010, the government began a new method of traffic control. They call this method Pico y Placa. Pico means peak, and it refers to those peak travel times. Placa means license plate. Pico y Placa controls the traffic by banning some cars from the road. They are banned only during peak times, between 7 and 9:30 in the morning and between 4 and 7:30 in the afternoon. This ban is based on the car's license plate number. In particular, the last number of the license plate. For example, on Monday, license plates ending in the numbers 1 and 2 are banned. These cars can be on the road early in the morning, in the middle of the day, or later in the evening. However, if police see the cars at peak times, the driver receives a fine.
Pico y Placa started in the year 2000 in Bogota, Colombia. The idea was to improve quality of life in the city by reducing traffic. So, the city leaders developed the system of Pico y Placa. Later, they extended the system all day, from 6 in the morning to 8 at night. This was not very popular. Some people complained that this did not solve the problem. They said that the traffic was busier early in the morning and late at night.
Today, in Quito, studies show that before Pico y Placa, many cars were almost empty. The cars only carried the driver. Now, people must share cars with neighbours or friends. Some people report that the traffic is a little better. Quito resident Patricia Ducci told Spotlight that the method has helped traffic, but she also has some concerns.
I have heard that next year, Pico y Placa will be all day. I collect my daughter from class, and it is very dangerous without a car. I agree with Pico y Placa for some hours, but not all day.
Other people shared more concerns with Spotlight. They claimed that some people are avoiding the ban. They do this by getting false license plates, or they buy a second vehicle, usually an older, less costly vehicle. This causes more air pollution and does not solve the traffic problems. Jonathan Guerrero also lives in Quito. He shared this concern with Spotlight.
Pico y Placa should reduce pollution when people stop driving. They should not use another car or borrow someone else's car. The solution is walking or riding bicycles.
Like Jonathan, some people believe that leaders could solve the problem better by providing better public transportation. And other people question the effect on particular kinds of drivers. Juan Carlos Sigchat told Spotlight,
Pico y Placa must be enforced on people who drive to work, but not people who drive for work, like my father, who drives a truck.
So, what do you think? If you live in a country that uses Pico y Placa or congestion fees, do they control traffic? Or are there other things that governments could do? Share your opinion on our website at www.radio.english.net. Or you can email us at radio@english.net.
The writer of this program was Christy Van Aragon. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. All quotes were adapted and voiced by Spotlight. You can find this and other Spotlight programs on our website, www.radio.english.net. This program is called Traffic Problems.